It's Health Matters time once more. Dr. Michelle Wright here, joined again by experienced nutritionist Emma Jenks with the second in our nutrition series. Last time we talked about gut health and how we can all work towards culturing a better microbiome. You can catch that podcast again at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. Today we're discussing intermittent fasting. Thanks so much for taking time out to speak with me again, Emma.
Oh, it's great to be here. And this is a great segue in because intermittent fasting can help improve your gut health as well.
Now, I'm sure many listeners will have heard about intermittent fasting, perhaps even tried it themselves. But could you just start by explaining in your words what intermittent fasting is?
Yes, so intermittent fasting, or time-restricted eating, as it's also known, is the idea that you eat your food in a limited time span each day. And we all do a version of intermittent fasting because we go to sleep every night and we don't eat. What we're looking at is pushing that eating period so that you eat in, let's say, an 8-hour window each day. Really, what that means is that you might have your evening meal finished by 6 o'clock and then you don't eat until 10 o'clock the next day. So we're really talking about an early dinner and a late breakfast or an early brunch.
And why might someone choose to try intermittent fasting? What are the benefits?
Yeah, there are lots of benefits. It can help with weight loss. It can help lower blood pressure, cholesterol levels. It can reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. It's been shown to improve brain health. Some people just feel lighter and more energetic. So lots of benefits. It'll be individual to you.
So Emma, do you have any advice? Are there any tips and tricks that someone could use to make intermittent fasting work for them?
First off, it's just worth noting that intermittent fasting just isn't for some people. So, for example, pregnant women, high-level athletes, people with a history of eating disorders and type 1 diabetes. And then there are areas you need to be careful if you've got an adrenal or thyroid issue or gout or high uric acid, for example. But for other people, what I'd say, if you want to give it a go, start gradually. Build it up, you know, start with a smaller fasting period and then build up. You could start just by pushing your breakfast later an hour each day, for example. Choose a period that's easy for you. You know, if you sit down in the evenings with someone to dinner and that's a really important part of your life, then think very carefully before you cut that out. Ideally, you want to finish eating 3 or 4 hours before you go to bed. But I know that's not always possible, but that's when your body does its clearing up and it's great if there isn't food to digest. You know, a lot of people fall into the trap of grazing or snacking late at night. So one of the things I would say is that after you've eaten your dinner at night, go and clean your teeth. You're much less likely then to reach for something to eat if you've done that. If you get hunger pangs, try drinking, you know, some water or some herbal tea. Make sure it isn't sweetened, because it really is important that you don't have any calories in that time when you're not meant to be eating. So that's just a few tips to start with.
Emma, thanks so much for unpacking intermittent fasting for us. That's all we have time for today. Catch both podcasts in this nutrition series at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening. Oh,